Welcome to the deep dive. So if you manage a website, maybe an API, really any kind of online application, you definitely know the internet can be, well, a pretty wild place.
Absolutely. It's definitely not getting any safer out there.
Exactly. So today we're really focusing in on this essential bit of tech. It acts as the barrier, you know, between your valuable data and that constant flood of threats. We're talking about the web application firewall, or WAF.
Yeah, and it's just indispensable for modern defense. This deep dive is, I think, really crucial because, look, network firewalls, they protect the connections, the pipes, right?
Mm-hmm.
But a WAF, that protects the actual conversation happening over those pipes, the HTTP traffic itself.
Okay.
And I mean, when you've got attacks like data theft, cross-site scripting, or rote code execution just happening all the time, understanding this layer, well, it's often the difference between being secure and facing a really major breach.
Our mission today, then, is pretty straightforward. We want to unpack these sometimes complex security ideas.
Mm.
So whether you're just managing a small self-hosted site or maybe scaling up something much bigger, you'll get what a WAF is and maybe more importantly, how it actually works.
Yeah, how it shields you.
And we're going to use a specific example today. A really robust, production-ready, self-hosted tool called SafeLine. It's quite popular.
It is, yeah. Very solid choice.
Now, before we dive into the nuts and bolts, the architecture, we do want to give a quick shout out to the supporter of this deep dive.
Mm-hmm.
This deep dive is brought to you by SafeServer. SafeServer is all about hosting software and helping you with your digital transformation. They can really help get tools like SafeLine set up quickly and securely.
Makes the whole process smoother.
Definitely. You can find out more info over at www.safeserver.de.
Check them out.
Okay, so let's unpack this SafeLine thing. Starting right at the basics, you know, for anyone listening who's maybe new to this, I know WAFs could get confused with like the traditional network firewall. Mm-hmm. So what exactly is a WAF and where does SafeLine actually sit in the whole setup?
Okay, yeah, good question. The best way to picture it, I think, is that SafeLine works as a reverse proxy.
Reverse proxy. Okay.
So you know how a regular proxy often protects a client, like someone browsing the web, hiding their location or identity?
Right, yeah.
Well, a reverse proxy, like a WAF, it does the opposite. It's there to protect the server. It sits right out in front of your application, could be your online store, your API, whatever you've got running.
Oh.
And it acts like a mandatory checkpoint. Everything has to go through it first.
So every single request, legitimate user, potential attacker, whatever,
mm-hmm.
it has to pass through the WAF first. It's like the traffic cop and the security guard rolled into one. Monitoring, filtering.
Precisely. That's a great analogy. Its core job is filtering that HTTP traffic based on a set of security rules or policies. But, you know, for a beginner, the really key question is, what kind of nasty stuff is it actually shielding us from?
Yeah, what are the big threats?
We can probably group the main threats. SafeLine is designed to block into, let's say, three big categories. Makes it easier to grasp.
Okay, good. Because honestly, looking at the source material, the list of vulnerabilities it protects against was, well, it's pretty staggering. Can you maybe group them conceptually so we can understand the scope without getting lost in all the acronyms?
Absolutely. Let's try it this way. First up, you've got data theft. This is where attackers try to manipulate your database through your application. The most famous example is probably SQL injection, right?
Right. Tricking the site into coughing up user data.
Exactly. So that's category one. Second category, code execution. This includes nasty things like cross-site scripting or XSS. That's where attackers basically force your application to run malicious code inside the web browsers of your other users.
Oof. Yeah, that's bad. And the third category sounds like maybe the scariest, taking over the whole application or even the server.
Correct. That's what we can call server and application compromise. And this covers a lot. Everything from remote code execution, RCE, which could let an attacker run their own commands on your system,
now,
to things like path traversal, finding backdoors, exploiting vulnerabilities like XXE or SSRF. I mean, the list goes on. SafeLine aims to defend across all of these vectors. Plus, you know, the more common stuff like brute force login attempts, bot abuse, traffic floods.
That sounds like a massive job. How does SafeLine actually manage to defend against such a diverse range of threats, especially the complex ones, without just overwhelming the administrator with false alarms? Because I remember the old rule-based firewalls.
Yeah.
They needed constant, painful tweaking.
Ah, okay, yeah. That's really the core innovation here, and this is where it gets really interesting, I think. SafeLine uses what they call intelligent protection engine.
Intelligent protection engine.
Oh, okay. So traditional firewalls, like you said, they worked mostly on fixed signature-based rules. If an attack changed just a little bit, the rule might miss it entirely.
Right, meaning they were always kind of playing catch-up, waiting for someone to find a new vulnerability, write a signature for it, then push out the update.
Exactly. But this intelligent engine, it's powered by machine learning. And it uses what's called next-generation semantic analysis. It doesn't just look for known patterns or signatures. It actually performs deep parsing of the HTTP traffic's semantics.
Semantics. So it tries to understand the meaning or the intent behind the request.
That's it. It learns what normal, legitimate traffic looks like versus what a malicious request intends to do, even if it's never seen that exact attack before. This adaptive sort of behavioral protection, that's what really puts it ahead of the old rule-based systems.
That shift from just fixed rules to actually learning intent, that feels like a huge leap forward. And I guess you can see the results of that intelligence in the project's credibility, right? It's ranked the number one WAF project on GitHub over, what, 17.7 thousand stars?
Yeah, the numbers are impressive, and they really speak to its battle readiness. The sources mentioned SafeLine has over 180,000 installations running right now.
Wow.
Protecting more than a million websites and handling over 30 billion HTTP requests every single day.
30 billion?
Yeah.
Daily. Okay, those aren't hobbyist numbers. That's serious enterprise-level scale.
Definitely. It's proven in production.
Let's talk about accuracy then, because that's always the big challenge with security tools, right? Balancing protection with not blocking legitimate users.
Uh-huh.
If you look at the comparison stats they provide against established tools like Mod Security or even Cloudflare's free tier, that intelligence seems to really make a difference.
It absolutely does. The accuracy ratings they publish, they kind of fundamentally change the conversation around WAF management. SafeLine, when it's running in its standard balance mode, apparently achieves 99.45% accuracy.
That's incredibly high.
It is. And maybe even more importantly, it has a ridiculously low 0.07% false positive rate.
0.07%.
Yeah. Which means developers aren't spending all day chasing ghosts, investigating legitimate traffic that got flagged by mistake. That minimizes a huge operational headache.
And probably the most compelling claim, the one that really highlights the power of that ML engine, is its ability to find the stuff nobody knows about yet, the zero days.
Yes. The claim is that this intelligent engine has detected over 10 zero-day vulnerabilities annually in the wild.
10 a year.
That's the claim. And it's not finding them by luck. It's detecting them because the intent analysis spots unusual, dangerous-looking behavior before there's any official patch or signature for it. That's truly next-level security and a massive potential benefit for anyone using it.
Okay, that's seriously impressive. So beyond that really smart core engine, what specific tools does this digital shield actually give you? If I install SafeLine, what are the key defensive features I get right out of the box?
Right. We can probably group those main features into functional roles, kind of like we did with the threats. Makes it easier to remember. First, you've got traffic management. You can think of this as the throttler. It uses rate limiting.
Limiting how many requests can come in.
Exactly. It defends against those sheer volume attacks like denial of service or maybe someone trying to brute force logins over and over. It just restricts requests that go over certain limits you define.
That seems critical for just keeping things stable, right?
Yeah.
Like for an e-commerce site during a big sale or if you get hit by a denial of service attack.
Absolutely essential for availability. Okay, second main area, bot defense. Let's call this the gatekeeper.
Dealing with all the automated traffic.
Yep. It uses what they call a proactive anti-bot challenge. This tries to cleverly distinguish real human users from automated scrapers, malicious crawlers, and other bots. It blocks the bad bots, but lets legitimate users through without annoying them too much.
Okay.
And that's usually paired with some sophisticated malicious IP detection as well, blocking known bad actors.
What about protecting the actual content? Say I'm hosting, I don't know, premium articles or maybe a sensitive API. I need to protect the underlying source code or data from being scraped. Right. That's a huge issue for content providers.
Good point. That brings us to the third area, content protection, or maybe the obfuscator.
Okay, obfuscator.
This involves dynamic protection, specifically things like HTML and JavaScript code encryption. The interesting part, according to the source notes, is that the code is dynamically encrypted every single time the site is visited.
Every time.
Yeah. So if someone tries to scrape your site, the code they grab is basically useless the moment they try to refresh or reuse it. It makes automated content theft way, way harder.
Huh. That sounds incredibly useful for media sites, SaaS platforms, anywhere the code or content itself is valuable. Okay, so we have the throttler, the gatekeeper, the obfuscator. Mm-hmm. What's the fourth pillar?
The fourth is straightforward access control. Here you get a robust web access control list, or ACL, that lets you filter traffic based on things like IP address, geographic location, etc.
Standard firewall stuff, but at the application level.
Exactly. And it also includes an authentication challenge feature. This lets you actually require a password before visitors can even reach your application layer at all, an extra barrier for sensitive areas.
When you look at the typical use cases they mention, it really seems like this combination of features makes SafeLine pretty versatile. Yeah. You know, securing high-stakes stuff like e-commerce transactions, making sure things stay up during peak traffic.
Yeah.
And crucially, protecting those modern APIs, REST, GraphQL, that power so many SaaS platforms and cloud services today.
For sure. And like you mentioned with content, for media services, it's providing real-time security for streaming, stopping scraping, and handling things like geo-blocking, which is often needed for, you know, copyright reasons.
There was a lot around.
It really does. Now, for the listener who's thinking, okay, this sounds powerful, but maybe complicated, the interesting thing is the emphasis SafeLine seems to place on simplicity by design.
Ah, okay. So it's not just for security gurus.
Apparently not. They talk about having intuitive, wizard-based configuration options, a modular architecture. The claim is you can actually deploy an enterprise-grade WAF with just a single command.
One command. That's bold.
It is. And a huge factor for many is that it's entirely self-hosted. You run it on your own infrastructure.
Which means you keep full control over your data, your logs, your environment. No sending sensitive traffic off to a third party unless you choose to.
Exactly. That self-hosted control, potentially without massive complexity, is a really big draw for a lot of people.
And since it started as an open source project and still has that strong open source presence alongside commercial options, the path to getting started seems quite accessible, doesn't it? What are the options there?
Yeah, the pricing tiers make it pretty approachable. There's a personal edition. This is designed for, you know, the learner, someone managing a personal project, or maybe just a few small sites. And it's $0 forever.
Free forever.
Yeah.
What do you get with that?
You get the core intelligent detection engine, the rate limiting we talked about, the web ACL, and you can protect up to 10 applications with it.
Wow, that's actually a lot of value for free. Perfect entry point.
Definitely. Then, if you need a bit more, there's a light edition. It's priced pretty affordably, adds features like geo-blocking, bumps the application limit up, and includes things like notifications.
Okay, so a step up for growing needs.
Right. And then there's a pro edition. This is aimed more at businesses and enterprises. It removes the application limit entirely, so unlimited apps, and comes with top priority support, more advanced configuration options, basically the full suite for larger deployments.
Makes sense. And for support, especially for the free or late tiers, where do people usually go?
The main hub seem to be the community resources, primarily the dedicated SafeLine Discord community or the SafePoint discussion boards online. That's where users help each other out, ask questions, and interact with the developers.
Good to know there's a community aspect. Okay, well, we have covered a ton of ground today.
We really have.
We started off just demystifying what a web application firewall even is, that smart reverse proxy. We defined those three core kinds of threats it aims to stop.
Data theft, code execution, and server compromise.
Yeah. And then we really dug into how SafeLine specifically uses that ML-powered intelligent engine to achieve really high accuracy while still being self-hosted and aiming for simplicity.
Combining that intelligence with practical features like rate limiting, bot defense, dynamic protection, and access control.
Exactly. So as we wrap up, maybe we can leave our listeners with a final thought, something to chew on.
Yeah, I was thinking about this. Given the incredibly high accuracy rates we're seeing now from modern ML-powered WFs like SafeLine tools that can potentially spot 0 days and understand intent, it raises a pretty fundamental question, doesn't it?
Which is?
How does the role of the traditional, purely rule-based network firewall need to adapt in the coming years? I mean, if the application layer defense is becoming this sophisticated, is that layer now the only real battleground that truly matters? Are the old network firewalls becoming less relevant?
That is a fascinating question. Where do you focus your defenses when the application itself is becoming so much smarter at protecting itself? Something definitely to mull over as you plan your security strategy.
Food for thought.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for joining us for this deep dive today.
We really hope you walk away feeling a bit more informed and confident about securing your web applications.
And one final reminder, that this deep dive was supported by SafeServer. They're there to help with hosting solutions and digital transformation. You can find out more at www.safeserver.de.
Check them out.
Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time on The Deep Dive.